Well, thank God. We want to get involved and stay involved. I had an experience this week, the Lord and I, and out of it, it became just more greatly aware of it requires getting involved. And when you think about it, everything requires that you be involved. In a relationship, you know, sometimes you say that someone is involved in a relationship, which generally means, you know, that that relationship is the focus of their life. And as soon as they're no longer involved, well, then that focus has changed. My girls tell me, when they pay attention, they tell me that, don't worry about it, Rach, okay? You just pay attention to this because you really need this. My girls, they're always telling me about things, and the final thing is it's on Facebook, so that's it. You know, I have a little problem with people putting their whole life on Facebook. I just think that's a little peculiar. Some things are okay. Like, I love it when Shiloh puts on what her class schedule is, because then I know what it is. But I do notice that as she's become so much older and so much more mature, that I think that she limits certain things that go on Facebook, or maybe she always has been that wise. Sometimes I still have to tell Rachel, the whole world doesn't need to know when you go to the bathroom. I'm not saying she says that, but you know, sometimes it's like, you know, you just some of the things that come up, I'm going, I mean, really, give me a break. They don't need to know, you know, about that. And so, but anyway, involved. And so it would be safe to say that there are some people that are very involved with Facebook. I mean, that Facebook is their life, or we can become involved. I'll be honest with you, I'm involved with my cell phone. You know, I ignore it. There are certain times when I just ignore it because, you know, I mean, like, somebody texted me during worship. Okay, what was that? I got to see what that was. Okay. Anyway, you know, I mean, okay, big deal. So, but you know, the thing is that you have these things. Well, for a while I had my phone set to receive like people's Facebook updates. A very short while. You know, I limited it now to people who I think that I would like to hear from, because, man, they would send me everything. I got updates from people I didn't even know, you know. And so, but, you know, you get involved with things, okay? Hunting season comes and people get involved with hunting. You know, Ken told me a great story that I'll never be able to share publicly about how involved he gets with hunting, you know. Just the thought of it. People can get involved with anything and everything. Hobbies, jobs. You know, you want an employer, wants an employee that's involved with their job, that is committed to their job, that's going to do a good job of the job. In other words, to do something right, you've got to be involved with it. My marriage, I need to be involved with it. And in fact, I have a note in my thing that says I need to do this more to my marriage with my wife, be more involved in it. We've had, you know, when we first met, we were very involved, and we were very involved for several years, and then you have children, and pretty soon you're involved with the children, and you're involved with the children. Your involvement with the children keeps you involved with one another. But in truth, you know, sometimes we're not very involved with each other. And so I have to work on that. And, you know, I know you'll hold me to that. No, I'm just kidding. But we do need to realize that. I mean, we're down to one child at home and Michael, who wants us to leave him alone. So we're just about at a place where, you know, if we don't stay involved, we can fall out of a relationship. And so it's important that we do stay involved. I need to be involved in being a pastor. If I lose my involvement in that, I will lose my seeking of the Lord. It won't make any difference what I have. I mean, for goodness sakes, I've got, 2,500 old devotions that I could go back and grab and preach off them, and they literally would be brand new because I don't remember what I preached off them in the first place, you know. But I know that some have file drawers of of messages. And so they bring out a message, and there are some who actually have them sent to them each week. And, you know, I'm going, man, that would, you know, bless their hearts if they can do that. You know, I guess. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. I'm just going to say I think that that's pretty amazing if they can do that and sleep at night. How about that? Because, you know, the word needs to come fresh from God. Well, as long as I'm involved with God, I will get a fresh word from God. If I lose that involvement, then all of a sudden I become what the Bible would call then a hireling. You know, ain't going to be one of those. Not going to be that. So we understand that we have to be involved. And it takes a commitment to be involved. And the most important thing that we can be involved in is a relationship with God. Okay, we have been on a mission. We started out with a scripture in Acts where the Apostle Paul was preaching and he saw that a man had the faith to be healed, and he said, "Stand up straight on your feet." And from that, the Lord opened my eyes to the necessity of standing up straight on our feet of faith, our faith feet, to stand up. That man had a choice there. He didn't have to stand up. He didn't have to be healed. But I like the fact that it says that he not only stood up, but he walked. He went right into the next step. Rather than standing and wobbling, it says he got up and he walked. In other words, he went into the next thing because he could have stood up and sat back down. And in our walk with the Lord, or in their walk with the Lord, some people do stand up and then sit right back down. Recognize a need for the Lord and maybe get, you know, convinced to get up and walk up to the front and make a commitment to go back, and they sit back down, and that's where they stay. And so from that, the Lord has been teaching us about, you know, standing on the truth, different things that we need in order to have that foundation, so that we can keep that going, because where we're going is to a place of standing up on our feet in all that the Lord has for us. And so we need to recognize there needs to be some revelation, some realization of what the Lord has for us. A lot of people do not stand up or walk into because there's nothing to walk into except heaven someday. And I'm sorry, heaven someday just won't keep me. It's nice, I look forward to it, it'll be great, but it won't keep me. If all I have is when I die, a presence of the Lord, and if I love the Lord and I don't have anything between now and then, I should kill myself, and then I get there quicker. Okay? Well, what some people do is they just go ahead and commit spiritual suicide. They decide that there isn't that much, but that they know enough to get them in later, so when the time comes, you know, they'll when they're headed for the telephone pole, they'll say, "God help," and there they'll go. I mean, that's about the way some people are, that they come to know the Lord, or else they think that somehow because they've acknowledged that they need the Lord as a Savior, that they don't need to do anything more. And maybe that's true. I don't think so, but maybe it is. That to me is I can't say that it's not important, but it's not something that I consider, because I'm not called of God to decide how or if somebody gets into heaven. But I am called to go into all the world and preach the kingdom of God. To tell people about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is now and forever. Now in this lifetime and in the end eternal life. And so that's the thing that when, as we come to understand that, now it makes sense to stand up for this. Now it makes sense to say, okay, I got you now. If I'm going to have what the kingdom of God offers me, if I'm going to have what the Word of God says, I need to be involved in it. And so we start to be involved in it by coming to commit ourselves to the Lord to receive salvation, and we get involved in that relationship with God. But as we said earlier, in order for a relationship to continue or for it to evolve into something greater, we've got to stay involved in it. It's when a man becomes more involved in looking at other women than he is at his wife that he becomes involved with that rather than with his wife. And it doesn't have to be another woman. It can be a job. I talk about how my wife handed me a People magazine back when we were on the road together working. And this People magazine, so this would have been more than 30 years ago, 32 or 33 years ago, that People magazine first broached the subject of a workaholic. And she handed me the magazine and said I should read the article. Well, I could not see why that could possibly be. But she seemed to think that maybe I qualified for being a little over-involved in the job. Now, actually, I was probably over-involved in the job, but I was over-involved in the money before I was over-involved in the job. And I was so confident in what the job and the money could do for me that I felt that she should be perfectly content as long as she had all the money she needed, all the beer that she could drink, and all the sun that she could catch suntanning. She had what I considered to be a good life. But I think she questioned that sometimes. And sometimes that became obvious and sometimes it didn't. But the truth of the matter was is that I could safely say that I was more involved in what I was trying to do for her than what I was trying to do with her. And so as we become, it depends on what we are the most involved in. Okay. Now, I came to this conclusion. This isn't rocket science here. This is something that you will all say, well, obviously. But I came to the conclusion that with a focus on the Lord and involvement with the Lord, that He would then guide all of my other involvements and they would be healthy. In other words, if I stay involved with the Lord, He'll make sure that I'm involved with that woman. If I'm involved with the Lord, He'll make sure that I'm involved with being a pastor. If I'm involved with the Lord, then He'll take care of all of those other things. And not only that, but He will keep me involved in all the things of the kingdom of God. And so my first involvement must be with Him, and my first involvement is what needs to be your first involvement too. This is not just for pastors. This is more for the people than it is for the pastors. Because the pastor has a little bit of an inkling that this problem, well, he should have anyway. He should have a little bit of an inkling that it's really important that he stay involved with the Lord. Because a pastor should have read the scripture that says you'll be more harshly judged if you aren't. And a pastor should be concerned about that. But believe me, it's easy for that to not even become a concern. So, I have that, but you all have the promises of God. That's why Jesus said, go and preach the kingdom, because the kingdom are the promises of God. And the kingdom is the benefits of God. And people need to know the benefits of God, because when we know a benefit, then we're involved. When we have a job, it's beneficial to get the job done. If we own a business, it's really beneficial to get the job done. You know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, I'd like to own my own business. Well, you know, because they'd like to be the boss. The only thing is, most people that transition into that realize that the boss has more to do. It just is that way. Because now, if you have employees, you're not only responsible to get your part done, you're responsible for your employees as well. And for inspiring them somehow so that they will produce. And if they don't get involved in the business and produce, you've got another problem. And so the involvement is so important to be involved. And so I say, when it comes especially to things of God, first of all, get involved and stay involved. It's not something that anyone can afford to get involved in and then just forget about. I raised my sons telling my sons, you treat a young woman, a young girl, like your daddy wants a young man to treat your sisters. Don't you go out and just be around with them. You tell me, I would ask them, I say, okay, is this someone that you would like to spend the rest of your life with? And I got this look like, well, I'm not even thinking about that. Good, then don't think about anything else either. Because otherwise, that's somebody else's daughter. Don't you get involved with somebody that you don't intend to stay involved with. just because it's a good thing. You don't want to break somebody's heart. You don't want to hurt somebody. You want to stay involved, okay? Stay involved with God, and God will take care of everything else. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. Get involved with the Lord, because involvement with the Lord gives you wisdom for everything else. So we have the initial involvement, and we have salvation, and that's awesome. I mean, that's the beginning. And then it says we're supposed to work out our salvation, to see the fullness of our salvation. In other words, what all is there in this? If a person gets involved in a relationship, okay, I wasn't saved. I wasn't anything. And so anyone who's ever been a guy who wasn't saved knows that at the top of your list of involvement in a relationship may not necessarily be the quality of it. May not be. I fell in love with my wife. I did. I couldn't even explain it. It must have been a gift from God. I ceased to have any desire for other involvement. Had to be God. You know? And so to be involved that way was unique and new to me. And so it was good, but you have to stay involved, because if you don't stay involved, that unique and newness can go elsewhere as well. But you do that, you make that commitment, and so now you're involved, and now in order to have it evolve, you gotta stay involved. And so then that applies to the other things that we can talk about too. Jobs, other relationships, raising children, all of those things require involvement. When people don't get involved in raising their children, then the children might get involved with other things. They can get involved with other things even while you're involved. I try to stay involved with raising my children, and sometimes they don't want me as involved as I want to be. But that's okay. It doesn't bother me. My kids all learn very well that it doesn't bother me to have them mad at me. I can live with it. I don't necessarily like it, but I can live with it. It's not like I'm not afraid of them. I'm involved in making sure that at least until I can have no more say, and even after that, I've got older children who will say I still try to at least interject things now and then to have a say. And I do try to keep from it, but sometimes I don't try to help myself. I guess I could help myself, but I feel released of the Lord sometimes, or maybe sometimes I just say, can, until God says, go ahead. And so we've got that kind of an involvement, and I'm talking about this because hopefully as we discuss this importance of the involvement, that it begins to stir in your heart, and you've got this glimpse of it, so then we can say, okay, as we talk about standing up on our feet or standing up on our faith feet, as we talk about getting involved, then we understand that all of the things of God are going to require involvement as well. Is any among you sick? Let them call, let them pray, and they'll be healed. Now, healing is not always instantaneous. Sometimes healing requires involvement. In other words, we've got to stay involved in what God has promised. We've got to stay involved in the process. Because if we don't stay involved, what happens? We give up. We give up on it. We declare things, you know, like, well, I guess it's just not God's will. Does the Bible say that? If the Bible says that it's not God's will to heal, okay. But the Bible doesn't say that it's not His will. We all know that not everybody gets healed. But we don't know everything that goes into that, but what we do know is that from what we can gather from what God says, it is His will. So then, we have to stay involved in that process. Now, we can be as involved as we want to be for somebody else's process. It is always, it would seem, easier to pray for someone else's process, isn't it? We have a lot of faith when we pray for other people. They should certainly be healed. But it's our healing that we need to consider. And if we need healing, then we need to stay involved in healing, don't we? We need to stay involved in what the Lord has said. We need to stay involved. We need to stand, having done everything to stand involved. To see the fullness of that salvation, to see the kingdom of God, to behold the kingdom of God. Okay? The same thing would be for financial needs. We've got to stay involved in what God has said, stay involved in confidence that God can handle it, continue to praise and to thank Him for those things that we may not yet see, but we speak of things that are not as though they are, and then we stay involved in that. If we lose interest in that, if we lose sight of that, then what? We either look for another way to make it happen, or we doubt that it's really God's will in the first place. That's always, you know, the best way to get out of involvement is to say, well, I guess it wasn't God's will. Hey, people get out of marriages with that same excuse. I guess it wasn't God's will. We were never intended to be together. It's very possible for people to get together that God never intended to be together, but it's not possible for it not to be worked out if both parties will work it out with God. Again, we can't control someone else, but we can certainly control ourselves, our involvement. If I decide to be very, 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 very involved in my marriage, and my wife says, I don't want to be so involved right now, and I say, I guess that's a good excuse to not bother with that. We just go on. That won't be acceptable for my side, will it? God would have to work with her. But as for me, in my house, I better stay involved with what God shows me, what God says for me. And so, whether it is healing or provision or protection, we've got to stay involved. Okay. Let's say that we have prayed for protection while we're driving, and now we've had an accident. So then, does that end our involvement with God? No. Shouldn't. But sometimes if people aren't focused on the involvement in their original relationship, something happens and they say, well, I guess God just doesn't care about me anymore, because that happens. Someone who's involved with God says, whoa, praise the Lord. I'd have been killed if God wouldn't have been involved. There is absolutely no doubt that if someone is drunk, crosses the median, and is going to hit you, there's no problem for God to pick up that vehicle and throw it a gazillion miles away. He absolutely could. That doesn't mean that He always does. But He could. See, there's a lot of things that God could do that we think that He should do, but we don't know why it doesn't turn out the way that we want it to. And when that happens, we need to stay involved with God, not get involved with thinking. Not get involved with those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Not get involved with just saying, oh well, not get involved with just compromise, not get involved with just walking away from it. The scripture for this devotion was from 1 Timothy, because the Spirit expressly says that in the latter time some will depart from the faith. And whenever we read those kind of things, religious thinking, whatever it is, we usually relegate that, to one specific time way out there somewhere. At the end of times, people will depart from the faith. But we need to be honest and say, whoops, I depart from the faith. Well, hopefully it's not on as regular a basis as maybe it once was. But the fact of the matter is that we have opportunities every day to depart from the faith. We have opportunities to just back away from what we know to be true. We have opportunities to say things that release absolute falsities. To just lie through our teeth, and it's not really a big deal because we aren't really lying, we just aren't saying the truth. But then we aren't God, after all. Only He is perfect. And yet you are being perfected. But it says, in the last times, in the latter times, okay? So let's say in the latter times of your healing, you depart from the faith. Let's say you were doing pretty good, and man, God's doing it, and then you started to have a little bit of a relapse, and oh, God's not doing it, and then pretty soon, I guess God's not going to do it. And that was just about the place where it was complete. But in the latter times, departed from the faith. Let's say you need a financial breakthrough, and you're standing for it, and standing for it, and standing for it, and standing for it, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, you're this close to it, and you just throw in the towel. And in the latter times, people depart from their faith. It does not matter what scenario or what circumstance that you apply this to. Scripture tells us to hold fast. Hold fast for that fulfillment of our faith. To be involved with God in things. You see, God is always involved. He says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. He is always involved with you. He is always working for your good because He knows the plans that He has for you. He's always involved, but if we're not involved, in a relationship, if only one person is involved, that person that's involved better be anointed of God to stay involved, because it will be a war. Well, guess what? Someone's at war with you. The enemy is at war with you. And he knows that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Unfortunately, he doesn't just throw up his hands and say, oh, they figured out, God will fix it, I'll just leave them alone. Oh, no. Oh, no, because he holds on. He holds on to the truth that in the latter times, some will depart from their faith. And so he keeps on battling. He keeps on trying to steal you from their faith. He keeps on trying to destroy you. But as you stay involved with the Lord will cast him into a herd of pigs. As you stay involved, it's so important that we get involved and we stay involved. And there's all kinds of things in everything to try to distract us and try to keep us from staying involved. I mean, honestly, sometimes churches will get so many distractions going that their people don't stay involved with God. Because they've got this group, and they've got that group, and they've got this thing going on, they've got this activity going on. And people get involved with the activities because the activities are fun. But activities can ultimately distract us from involvement with God. I mean, sometimes it's like, okay, first thing you got to do when somebody walks through the door, you got to get them involved. Get them in the choir, get them baking cookies, get them doing this, get them doing that. You got to get them involved. Got to get them doing that. What if you can get them involved? They may not get so hungry for the Lord, then it doesn't matter if there's any God there or not, then you just are involved. See, involvement, the enemy knows about involvement. If he can get you involved in fear, if he can get you involved in doubt, he can just get you involved in giving up. See, that's what those things are that he whispers in your ear. He tries to get you involved with his way of thinking. That's why it's so important that we get involved with the Lord and then stay involved with the things that he says, the things that he guides us in, because he is life. And he knows everything about everything in life. And the enemy says, well, you know, you don't have to be so involved with that. I mean, hey, you've asked Jesus into your life. He says he'll never leave you or forsake you. You've got a lot of other things you've got to take care of. You've got a lot of other important things that you need to pay close attention to. And yeah, that's right. I've got a lot of other things I've got to do. I just don't have the time. Some people have the time to stay involved. You know, I'll pray for the pastor that he'll stay really involved, and then he'll give me words that will just, you know, keep me going 7 days at a, well, sometimes 20 days, well, sometimes a couple months at a time. So I don't always have time to be involved. The Lord has a new word every morning for you. He has something new to draw you nearer every day if only you will just be involved enough to believe Him. Now, I will grant you that probably, you know, I should spend more time. I mean, because of the responsibility that's involved. I was thinking this week, I just had some things that I got to read, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, it would be real easy to say, well, I didn't get much done, because I spent a lot of time seeking the Lord and reading these books. And then I thought, I think this might be what I should do. That maybe that's why I have this time to do this. And it was then that the Lord pointed out to me the importance of staying involved and of encouraging others, get involved and stay involved. And understand that the depth of your involvement and your relationship with God will also determine the height of your flight in those other relationships. Doff the Hoff all over again. Depth of faith determines height of flight. That your involvement, you will not be sorry if you determine to get more involved with God. And sometimes people will become fearful of getting involved in a relationship, getting involved in a friendship, getting involved in anything because it hasn't always worked out right. Getting involved with a group of people because they got involved with a group of people once and they got burned, and so that just wasn't good. Or getting involved, they talk a lot now about, you know, people that just don't want to, they're real hesitant to even get involved in the markets right now because of all the people that got hurt by it. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of that stuff that disappeared has come back, and it's at least close to where it was before as far as people's portfolios and things like that. But man, oh man, oh man, you know, it was just such a hard ride down. I just don't want to get involved again. Some people go to a limit of to a place of saying, well, I was involved in the job once and it didn't work out. I don't want to work anymore. I've discovered, there are people that have discovered they can make more money not working than they do working. Or close to it, and so they just take what they can get. But what happens if what you can get goes away? Well, involvement with the Lord gives us smooth paths, gives us peace and joy. Involvement with the Lord does everything that the Lord says, and so it's so important that we get involved. And when we begin to speak about how we are going to stand for things, then we're going to have to be determined in our hearts to get involved in standing. If we are going to see the miraculous healings that God wants to do, we're going to need to be involved in it. If we want to see miraculous provision, then we need to be involved in it. If we want to see miraculous protection, then we need to be involved in it. Remember Israel, when they would be involved with God, nothing could hurt them, No weapons formed against them can prosper. No enemy could stand against them. The enemy would kill themselves before they would kill Israel, because Israel was involved with God. The Lord has always wanted His people to be involved with Him, but we're at one of those times where, as we receive the revelation of the importance of being involved with God, that we're going to behold the glory of God. How many of you would like to behold the glory of God? How many of you would like to see God do and fulfill every one of the promises that He had said He would? Then we need to be involved with it. Amen? Amen. Get involved. Stay involved. Father, the Spirit expressly warns us that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, and we declare we will not depart from it for a moment. That the closer that we come to the fulfillment of it, the more determined we will be, the more involved we will be. That we will recognize those lies of the enemy that tries to back us away from involvement. And we'll say, we're getting close. We're getting close. When the enemy says it's looking bad, it's going to fail, we say, we're getting close. We are involved, and we intend to stay involved in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good preaching. We're supposed to be good. Need some help counting the money?
Yes.
No, there are.
Why?